And today is October 28th, 2024. And I am going to introduce Charlotte. Now, we met in the Professional Speakers Club. That says something, of Toastmasters, in 1987. And we connected through the personal organization system, which is one of the foundational techniques that we go through in Sun that helps us understand our priorities in life and how we spend time. Charlotte and I co-authored Simply Live It Up, and 1997 is the most recent version. She is the 40th graduate of the 360 Sun graduates. Yeah. And she wins the award for attending more Sun events than anyone in Sun ever has. And she's still here doing the same thing and presenting to us. She brings her creativity and wonder of life in all the professions that she has been in. And I made the list, but she picked up a few of them, and they are coach, photo reading teacher, hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, speaker, editor, author, mother, and precious friend for over 40 years. So we only have 55 minutes. Welcome, Claudia. We only have 55 minutes of time to enjoy and learn from Charlotte's wisdom, so let's get going. Charlotte.
Thank you. Are you recording?
Yes, I am, on my own private recorder.
Okay. Are you sharing the screen with me?
And that is coming up right now. Actually, you're going to become co-host, not just screen share. Gives you more opportunities, and that should have happened right now.
Hello, everyone, and I'm so happy to be here sharing wisdom about time. Time is something that can be a challenge, can be a spread of love if we are with people we enjoy. It can offer us rest. It can make us feel nervous. And are we prepared or not? And I'm just wondering, how is it for you? You've come today, maybe it's for credentials, but perhaps it's because you have some connection with time that you would like to explore. Anyone?
I'm always exploring the connection between time and my emotions. It's a never-ending process, so I continue in that pursuit.
Well, Terry, I have a confession as far as emotions go. I had a nightmare last night that I woke up at 7:15.
Charlotte's in California, so she's 3 hours earlier than we are.
It's and I was in a panic in the night, but here I am.
Well, are you requesting that we switch to a dream team process?
Too late. I read that one already. I know very well where it comes from.
Interesting.
I've prepared some slides today, and I hope that they are artistic enough to tickle you one way or the other, and also prompt some conversation and maybe even some movement. I remind you that we're centered in our discussion about time and being together with purpose. What purpose does it serve us to consider time and the art of living? Keep handy your thought about your purpose in life central to you, and also perhaps your goals for this period of 2 or 3 weeks, and and any guidelines for living that may come out of this discussion today. I welcome your discussion, by the way, anytime. I think you can just speak up. If we were a huge number, we would have to show the electronic hand, but I don't think we'll need to do that today. So I begin with questions of what are your expectations about time? And what are your aspirations? Those are questions that may not have an answer now or ever, but you can let them hover in your mind. And when I think about time, one of the people I think about is the poet Annie Dillard. I have written it both in Spanish and English, hoping that it helps you if there is any issue with language. How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. What we do with this hour and that one is what we are doing. A schedule defends from chaos and whim. Each day is the same. So you remember the series afterward as a blurred and powerful pattern. Como pasamos nuestros días es, por supuesto, como pasamos nuestras vidas. Lo que hacemos con esta hora es con aquella. Es lo que estamos haciendo. Un honorario defiende del caos y del capricho. Cada día es igual. Por lo que recuerdas la serie después, como un patrón borroso y poderoso. Any comments? Thank you, Enrique.
Enrique is a ventriloquist.
You have read perfectly.
Bless you. How do you measure time? This program has been beneficent to me because I have discovered something about time that I have been, I'm going to use an English expression, wooling around with for most of my life about how I manage time and how I struggle with schedule. So, first of all, the fact that I was waiting for you today is a triumph for me. That I was early is a real triumph. And Terry is nodding. How do you think about time? How do you feel about time? Is it cosmic? Accurate? Ephemeral? Floating or broken?
Oh, for me, it's elastic.
Pardon?
For me, time is something elastic. It's sometimes it's the same amount of time. Yeah, sometimes the same amount of time is longer than other times.
Oh, I love that addition. That is so fabulous. So instead of broken, we might have plastic there.
Plastic. Okay, plastic.
I will add that. That is great. Thank you.
I would use the word elastic. Is that what you first said?
Is what elastic. I said.
Yeah. Elastic. Yes. So a rubber band can be elastic too. It's not plastic.
Yeah.
But we say that we have a plastic brain in that we can accommodate various modes.
I don't get the metaphor for plastic. Okay.
Yeah, and that it grows. We grow neurons. So that works. What's your tempo? Accelerando, getting faster? allegro, upbeat and brisk, ritardando, slowing down, adagio, slow and steady, rubato, varying tempo with expressive freedom. There you go, Enrique.
Yeah.
Rubato.
Rubato, yes.
What we do know is that their time means inevitable transformation. We cannot stay the same. Moment by moment, we are changing. We are getting new cells. If we're curious, we're getting new neurons too. And we are meeting new challenges, coping with different parts of life. I think a consideration of time, because of this inevitable transformation, is maybe a useful thing. I hope it will be useful for your own purpose. How do you interpret this Salvador Dali painting? What do you see, hear, feel, taste, smell, and do it?
It's like the time is melting.
Melting, yes, Flores.
I don't know what does it mean.
How do you feel about that?
I think I quite recognize that feeling. It's something like that sometimes happens to me. That feeling that I don't know how. I mean, you lose awareness of the time or the time you are spending on something. Only when you look back, then you realize you maybe lost a lot of time. In the moment, you don't realize. It's like it becomes more untouchable, more abstract. I don't know how to explain it.
What it keys in me, Lourdes, is the idea of flow.
Yes.
If you're in the flow, you're timeless.
Yes, correct. But then you realize that maybe you've been for a long period in the flow and you lost your time. And that's a nightmare.
Here are some alternatives, some choices. How do you feel about time? What did we do for feelings before we had emojis?
We felt them.
And do you find that one expresses it more than any other for you? If you have a pen or pencil and paper at hand, I invite you to play a little mind map game with yourself. I ask a friend to do this, to do a mind map. You're familiar with mind map, Natalia? Mind map? Lourdes, yes.
Yes.
Okay. The central organizing idea goes in the middle. And I'm inviting you to use symbols, because they will, they're quick. So if you use a symbol for your purpose in life or for you in the center, And I like to hold the paper horizontally because it seems to give more room for a mind map. But you do it any way that you turn it any way that pleases. And then I'm going to give you some quick instructions. And I want you to notice where they are in your field of being. Are they in front, behind, to the one side or the other, and position them in relationship to the center, wherever they turn up. I brushed my teeth yesterday. I'm looking forward to having a lunch or dinner with a friend sometime next week. I have a feeling of loving the sun.
A feeling of? Sorry, can you say that again?
I have a feeling of loving the sun and soul. I have a doctor's appointment coming up. I attended the sun retreat, or I wanted to attend, in Guatemala. I'm wondering what to do next Sunday. I had the best time laughing with a client this past week. When I was little, I went on a boat ride or a train ride or an airplane. When I was little, I have a client coming up this 2 weeks. And I'm getting ideas for that client. And that will be wonderful when you finish. Now, referring to your mind map, and also just referring to how you manage your own time, how you feel about time, how you think about it, how you see it. I'm going to present three different ways that people deal with time or think about time. And you can look at your mind map to figure out if one of these is what you use most of the time or not. There are timely people. If you are timely, it means that the past and the future are within view. So you can easily refer to the past and the future in making plans. The whole array of time is spread out before you. If you prefer the timely mode most of the time, the stream of time passes in front of you, past, now, future, left, right, and center. Planning is easy with experience and goals handy at hand. You may think that this saying, time is money, is apt for you. You keep your appointments precisely. Promptness and keeping your appointments are commitments are high values, and you expect others to do the same. Carried to the extent, to the far extent, There is a committee. This may be news for you. It was for me. There is a committee, a general conference on weights and measures that meets every few years to decide how long a second is. I swear this is true. I saw in the paper not long ago that they may drop the leap second from the year. The leap second. They've added it to right the atomic clock to make, because we used to tell time with the wobble of the earth, but that gives us an inaccurate number. And because we send up satellites and we send up telescopes and we have all kinds of other air travel, it is paramount to have an accurate read on time. 1 second, this is from the General Conference, 1 second equals 9,192,631,770 transitions in the frequency of the cesium atom, as adopted by the resolution of the 26th General Conference on Weights and Measures. That is the limit of timely. The second one is if you are in time, that now is all important, and you can check if most of your the items that you played with on your mind map, how they configure with this. The past is very hazy and in the background, way back. In fact, for those things that I keep behind in the past, I might have to turn around to look at them, to find them, to refer to them. And for the future, it's very hazy in front. I'm suggesting that not only is this interesting for you to know about yourself, but that some of your clients may also have issues with time, and that if you will recognize where they're coming from, you may be able to lead them to a good place. A safe place as far as time goes. It may help them get to parity on time.
What do you mean parity, Charlotte?
Pardon?
What do you mean parity? What does that mean? You may leave them to parity.
Equality, peacefulness. In time, you embody time as things happen. The present moment seems full and all-encompassing. Past flows backward. Literally, you put the past behind you. I used this when I was helping people stop smoking as a strategy to put the smoking behind them and leave it in a dust trail behind them. So it can be used strategically to help people, not just to draw something precious forward. Future hovers out of focus somewhere in the front. You may seem less dependable because you think appointments are flexible. You resist set deadlines, preferring to live spontaneously. While maintaining high personal energy and skill, you do not necessarily connect what you may be intensely involved in right now, sorry, I clicked, with a planned future. So the now involves you very much, And Lourdes, it reminds me that maybe the flow moment you were speaking of, does that parse with that?
I agree.
And the third one is timeless. It's heart-centered and expansive. I'm not suggesting that you are only one of these. I'm suggesting you may have moments in each of them, too. Timeless, you embody the universe as a vital state of flow. Each present moment prepares for or anticipates the environment. Present and past meld as they manifest. You heart-center your activities and sensibilities in sync with environmental cycles. The future hovers as potential cycles or as possibilities. You may seem metaphysical, compassionate, spiritual, natural, ethereal. And here I reach into a fascinating book by a linguist, which might describe indigenous linguistic communities. And I've given this citation below. Benjamin Lee Whorf wrote a book called Language, Thought, and Reality. And it was published by MIT Press. He found that, for instance, the Hopi language in the United States, the Hopi language contains no reference to time, no past, no present, no future. They are into cycles. They're an agricultural community, so they're into cycles in that way. And he referenced other primitive societies that also have timelessness as their way of communicating, as their way of thinking about being human. While maintaining expansive personal energy, you connect with the all and all in the cosmos. I would love to know from you how you think that you process time. These are just some ideas, but of course, and your own goals, you may have other words for these activities.
Well, Charlotte, one thing I see is that I go into different, I don't know if you call it modes or experiences, timely, in time, timeless, depending upon what area I'm working in, if I look at this as a structure. Okay, when I'm on vacation, don't ask me where do you want to eat, what time do you want to meet. Just take me there. I'm very different. But when I'm involved in an activity, depends what. When I'm molding clay, I'm timeless. But when I'm creating my activities are also timeless. Writing a book or that's creative activities. I'm shifting. That's what I'm trying to say.
Is it something that you could do by choice?
Yeah, I do. because of the Salvador Dali, for me today, which was very different when we spoke yesterday, today all those poor clocks look so tired and exhausted. They can't even hold themselves up. So I need to have intention to shift. Be aware in order to shift. And I can. But I have to first become aware. And someone like Enrique does that frequently for me in our friendship.
Well.
What? I'm not going to say it again. Everybody else understood it.
Charlotte, when you said that, what do you focus attention? I see in this suggestion you are presenting areas of life.
Yes.
And I was thinking that probably my focus attention is based not necessarily on areas of life, than values and meaning. Because I was thinking, okay, I can be, for me, keep promises are important, and to be on time is important for me. So in those cases, I have a commitment, I'm timely. But at the same time, I can be timeless when I'm in another approach. So instead of the areas of life, I think what conditions my focus is the values or the meaning that is involved in the action. That's one question in mind. And another question I have is, how long does it take a present moment? Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a very precise measure of a second, but how long is a present moment?
Fleeting, that's for sure. Enrique, because I've known you quite a long time, I must say that when I came to this timeless, I thought about you and Dream Team.
Oh, yeah. I still have your key, and I can show you because it's at hand. And it was Madrid 2009.
I think that the beauty that I came to realize from this exploration is that I'm a choice, mm-hmm. and that obviously today I can be on time, I was telling Terry yesterday, but most of the time I float. I have one toe tethered to the ground, but because I spend a lot of time writing, I'm in a mode of creativity where timelessness is of great use to me. So I think I'm thinking for clients, it's so useful to see if they are in sync with their activities. Mm-hmm. What are your cycles of renewal? Here again, you may have other words for these activities or these areas of life areas.
Siesta is a great key. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I welcome your contributions here if you want to say something.
Or you can put something in the chat. You can put something in the chat too.
Oh, there's something in the chat. Oh my goodness.
Julia says, this is fascinating. I have an energy healing class that is starting now. Sorry to leave. For me, I think this is mostly in the moment and a bit sticking to appointments. That's her perspective of herself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Julia. She's gone.
Thank you, Charlotte. For me,
I would like to share something with you. It's regarding my energy. Since you start, I connect the time with my energy. It's like, what am I doing now? You say time, and it's something happened inside of me. But it's regarding my energy. It's what am I doing right now? And is that I think that I live with my energy. And it's related with my attitude when I wake up in the morning. What is the way that I would like to live today? And the energy I will have today on doing different things. What I'm going to choose. And it's also linked with the time of a choice. I don't know if I was clear enough to translate what I'm feeling.
It's very clear. Thank you. I think because we have sun, if we think about just the sun and who we are in our community, that's a nice way to wake up.
I actually do it as I go to sleep. I think about the day. I think about what energy will I need. And then I imagine the time I'm going to wake up. And most of the time, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Terry and I discussed yesterday how we create something. In my case, I write a lot of poetry, and I edit books for other people, and I simply wait for the muse to give me a sentence or give me a prompt. The idea of sitting down and saying, "Okay, I'm going to write a poem," is ridiculous. It will never happen. Natalia and Lourdes, I would have to say, I'm waiting for that energy to come to me. And I go into the timeless mode to wait with gratitude and expectation. So I know there is potential waiting. For me, this is a really fine place to live. And I think I'm also reminded that in what I understand of many Spanish-speaking communities is the mañana attitude. And that certainly works for in the timeless mode. No, it does not, Enrique?
Well, mañana, when we say mañana, it's another way as well to say procrastination, which means later. Mm. And one of my mentors says, we are already in our laters.
Well, I think what we've done today, if I may be so bold as to suggest it, is we have expanded that meaning into timelessness, and it's okay.
Yes. Yes. In fact, I was thinking on when you said about you wait till muse appears, and I was thinking on a quote from Picasso, the painter, used to say, okay, when you have the inspiration, make sure it keeps you working. So that's another way of another approach to the inspiration. Okay, but in my case, I think it's the opposite: is be available to the inspiration and ready to receive the inspiration. So I always bring a notebook with a pen and beside my bed as well, just to receive the inspiration, you know? So that's another way, which is, as you said, timeless, is waiting for be open. So the word is receptivity, I would say.
Say that, repeat, please, Enrique.
The word would be
receptive. And expect. Time in the cosmos. Dime, ¿qué es lo que planeas hacer con tu única vida salvaje y preciosa? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Mary Oliver, The Summer Day. Elvia Vera.
All this time that you were speaking, in fact, I think that I found it so precious, the perspective that you have given to us. It's like that relationship with time, which is like this transparent bubble in which we live and we organize our lives. And so I kept thinking of a visualization that sometimes I do that's regarding like the last moments that I'll be on Earth, and trying to organize my life in a sense that it reflects the purpose, reflects that I've lived it as much as I can, and not to take anything for granted. And the way that you have put it is super interesting, because I knew I couldn't grasp what I felt that I was not looking into, because I've been, you know, I'm a very organized person and I just like to see schedules and time being like on a paper. And of course the back is the past, the future is, I love that when you said like to your right is the future, and I'm trying to live this present, the favorite, as much as I can. But I felt that there was, in the way that you shared it this morning, I felt that there was like this extra, the ethereal part of it, or like the magical part, the lightness that it should have, that I hadn't quite figured out. But the way that you explained it kind of open new perspectives, so I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Claudia, hold hands with me and float.
Mm-hmm. May I share something from this morning? And this is a very specific, very short example of how I want my wild and precious life to be every second and moment, minute, hour, etc. I get on my computer and it says, your account is frozen. Yes, it's cold outside, but come on, you know. It's frozen. I've never had that before. I try to put my password in and it says it's locked for 5 minutes. That was 6 minutes before we were supposed to start. So the first thing I did is call my son. He said, I'm dealing with my own emergencies. I can come over in the afternoon. I said, nope, doesn't work. Second, I go, I'll try on my iPhone. I have a Zoom app, but it asks me for all kinds of things to set up because I've never set it up. So finally I said, and this is my muse, I look up and I wait, receptive and peaceful. And
breathe, then, remember to breathe.
I did, or I wouldn't be here. I did. But I was very, very, very peaceful. I said, okay, I'm ready to learn something. Here I am. And at that moment, it said, put your password in, and it worked. And I was in exactly at the time I should. And by the time Charlotte and I connected, it was 1 minute after. So that's the way I want my life to work. To skip the beginnings and just go. And this is what I do in coaching. If I'm totally stuck, I don't know what I'm going to do, I lift my eyes up and wait for something to come in. And something always comes in. I've done that since the beginning, not having any idea what I was doing. But it worked. That's the way I want my life to be every moment. And I started this time class with that as a reminder. Thank you for listening. Yeah. This is brilliant, Charlotte.
Yeah. I think we could be talking about time for years. Talking about time. It's so many insights. One of the insights I had is when you put this line about renewal. How do you
renewal cycles?
Yes. Lately, most of my clients tend to schedule meetings on Fridays, because it's the time when they have less work, and they take it as a renewal moment. The coaching session is like their time, the time for renew, where they don't have pressure and everything. And I thought, well, this is really beautiful. I mean, coaching provides that space for no time or for timeless experience to our clients, so they can think creatively or have new awareness or whatever. Well, that's something I just wanted to share with you.
Thank you. Very good. Very good. I can see the advertisement now. Come to me for coaching. We will go together in timelessness into the cosmos. I would love that.
Yes.
You are great. I love it.
Yes.
Wow.
Because there are no chances for that in this crazy, crazy world. So.
I appreciate this forum because I read Benjamin Whorf's book and was so inspired by the Hopi years ago. And it has nagged me for years until this time in making this program, when it came together, that this timelessness is what babies do. We all started there. We didn't know how to tell time. And then we may have graduated to getting it sometimes. But the present's still very, very with us. And then finally, we put on the layer of learning to be accurate when it was necessary. But no wonder we have more of an issue with being accurate. But the fact that we can do all three is such on purpose.
And that's a perfect closing statement. Please do take some time when it's appropriate for you to journal some of your reflections and have it as an external mirror to remind you when you need it, whatever you choose of value to write it down. And I can, yeah. And would you have a final word, Charlotte?
I cherish this moment with all of you.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.